Hey, Pastor John Aiken here. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Faith Center podcast. We hope today's teaching will awaken and equip you to live out your God-given purpose. Enjoy. And so I want to dial in, put 10 minutes on the clock here. Let me do that. And I want to dial into, as we've looked at, Matthew 11, 28 through 30. And let's just start. I'm going to put 10 minutes on the clock. And let's just look at Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for your word. I thank you that your word is true. And I thank you that you help us to grow and learn and knowing who you are in all of your in all of your goodness, Lord, we pray that we get wisdom. We pray for wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. And so in Matthew 11, 28, you know it. We've been talking about this. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. You will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. This is an invitation from the Lord, not just to the people there of that day, but to all people, because it's written in his word. So the Lord Jesus is inviting you to do, inviting you into relationship with himself. He's not inviting you into religion. He's not inviting you just to church on a Sunday morning. He's inviting you into relationship with him. And so we talked about these elements of what our responsibility is in this text and what his responsibility is in this text. So our responsibility, he says, come to me. And of course, we talked about you come to him by going to the word. You go to the word, but you don't just go to the word. You go to the word to actually go to him. And it's relationship with him. It's about walking in life-giving relationship with him. And so we talked about that. And then it's take my yoke. And a yoke is a in this culture, in a rabbi discipleship culture, which is what first century, you know, Jerusalem and the surrounding areas was all about, was a rabbi discipleship culture. And so this was about a yoke, and a yoke is a rabbi's belief system. It's a rabbi's interpretation of scripture. It's how a rabbi would interpret scripture, his belief system, his doctrine of truth, his perspective, the way he sees things, and it's his interpretation of scripture. And of course, Jesus, being the Son of God and being God, he is the rabbi who comes to give us the perfect interpretation of scripture and what the truth looks like. So Jesus is perfect theology in motion, in action. And so when we take his yoke, we're letting go of our faulty, distorted belief system, and we're taking hold of his belief system. And so when you look at that, you're seeing the scriptures, and you're seeing what the scriptures reveal about who Jesus is. And that's where that verse, Ephesians 1, verse like 15 down through verse 20 is so important, because we talk about Paul is praying a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. It's in the knowledge of him. This is all about Jesus. It's all about knowing him. It's not just knowing the scriptures. It's knowing Christ through the scriptures. And so this belief system is all about rightly knowing God, rightly understanding God, and forsaking our skewed and distorted and destructive belief systems, our destructive perspectives that were built by pain or built by whatever, somebody hurt us, we, you know, whatever has happened in our life, we're letting go of those untrue, distorted beliefs, and we're renewing our mind to take hold of the truth of God's word. And so as you look at this, there's lots of scriptures you could look to. On this sheet here, I list out a few of them. You know, we talked about Ephesians chapter 1, about that spirit of wisdom and revelation. 2 Timothy 3:16 says that the word of God, that all scripture is God breathed and is useful for doctrine, for instruction, or actually for doctrine, for warning, or like this. Some versions call it a reproof, which is like a warning to walk in the instruction. And And then when you walk that instruction, that doctrine is like a yellow brick road. And I think I talked about this a while before, but that doctrine of Scripture, it's profitable. A doctrine is a pathway. It's a way of living. And so you have this. The Bible is beneficial. Walking with Jesus is beneficial. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 shows that the Word of God is beneficial to create this pathway, to know this roadway, the direction in which we're living our life. And then it gives us not only that kind of doctrine and pathway, but it gives us a warning to stay on that pathway, to not go off that pathway. You get off the yellow brick road, there's lions and tigers and bears, oh my. And then it's this thing of, if you happen to get off the pathway, the other benefit is it brings correction. And then it brings this instruction for you to have a second chance and a third chance and a 133rd chance to keep walking in this pathway that God has for you. So the Word of God is huge, and it benefits you so that the man or woman of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work that God has for your life. Hebrews 4:12, that the Word of God is living and active, and it's sharper than a two-edged sword, and it pierces down to the division of your soul and spirit, and it examines and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of your heart, the intentions of your heart. And so it's living and active. The question is it living and active in you? And then 1 Peter 2:1-3 talks about, you know, putting off these distorted things, putting off malice and anger and greed, putting off these destructive things, these false beliefs, and desiring and receiving the milk of the word. And the milk of the word turns into the bread of the word, that turns into the meat of the word. And we start growing in our relationship with the word. And then Romans 12:1-2 talks about, you know, that you transform your life by renewing your mind, that the Word of God begins to change your belief system. That's what it means to take the yoke of the Lord, that I am letting go of my yoke and taking hold of His yoke. I'm letting go of my belief system and I'm taking hold of His belief system and walking in that to really understand who He is, what He's done, and what He's doing in and through my life, and understanding that at a heart level, at a relationship level. Here's one way to look at it. If you're going to be a disciple of Christ and you're going to come to Him through the Word, and then you're going to take His yoke, take His belief system, that means you have to let go of yours, take hold of Him. Notice the action. Notice the verb. Notice the come to me. Well, you can't stay where you are and go with God at the same time. You got to decide to come to Him. And then you have to decide to take my yoke. It's there for the taking. It's there. You just got to take it. Some of you are waiting on God to like infiltrate you and just overtake you and come upon you and just make you believe something or make you change something. That's not what's going to happen. You need to be willing to take the yoke, the belief system that He has freely given you. He's given you His word. He's given you His word. And so you need to take that and you renew your mind with it. You begin to change your belief system. So here's a question I have for you is, what is the authority for your life? I mean, just think about that. What's the authority of your life? Is it Scripture? Is it Christ through Scripture? Is it the Word of God? Does the Word of God determine what you do with your time, what you do with your money, what you do with your relationships, what your purpose in life is? Does it tell you? Does it direct you? Is it the motivating factor? Is it your guideline? Is it your true north? Is the Scriptures the authority of what you think, what you feel, what you do? Is the Scriptures the authority of the direction of your life? Is it the final answer? Or what is the final answer? Is it pleasing other people? Is it what other people say? So what's the authority of your life? Is it Scripture? And I wrote down a few of these. Is it Scripture? Is it science? Are you just like some science buff? See, science doesn't contradict Scripture, and Scripture doesn't contradict science. But some people think that it does, and they end up chasing some form of science that takes them away from the truth of Scripture. So is science and philosophy, is human reasoning, is that your you know, authority in your life? Is it society, what society says, social media? What's the latest buzz? Is it politics? Is it some group in some society, like a tribalism kind of thing, where you're following this tribe over that tribe, or this group over that group? What is it? Or is it just self-reason? Is it you? Is it just you and your pride and your intellect and your self-reason? Is that the thing that's dominating your life? And is that the authority of your life? So when we talk about taking my yoke, when Jesus is saying, take my yoke, what he's saying is, let my belief system, let my doctrine, let my truth of who I am, and there goes my timer, let my truth and who I am, let it be the authority in your life through Scripture. So it's not just Scripture alone, it's Christ through Scripture. And so we come to let him be the authority of your life. So you find, you know, is your life in alignment with what God's word teaches? Now you might say, well, I don't know if my money is in alignment with God. I don't know if my relationships are in alignment with God. I don't know if I'm in alignment with God. What you're thinking, what you're feeling, what you're doing, is it in alignment with God? That's why it's important to come to him through Scripture, and it's important to take his yoke, because when you change what you believe, you change everything. And when you come to the Bible, you don't believe, you don't read what you already believe. You come to the Bible to believe what you read, and you come to him to be transformed and to let go of the old distorted belief system that has been ruining your life. And you come to take his yoke, which is his belief system, which will redeem your life. So I just want to pray over you. Father, in Jesus' name, I just thank you for everyone watching. And I thank you that everyone's listening, that you would just instill in them a passion and desire to take your yoke and change what they believe. Change the way they see you, the way they see themselves, and the way they see others. Help them to recognize what faulty and distorted beliefs need to be flushed out of their life and be replaced with truth. So, Father, I thank you for the Spirit of truth that you will teach us and lead us and direct us. In Jesus' mighty name. Love you guys. Have a blessed Sunday.
Thanks again for listening to the Faith Center podcast. To connect with us, go to faithcenter.tv and fill out our connection card. We pray blessings over you and your family. We'll see you next time.